Welcome to the Jew Joiner Show.
Fire! Mr. Micah Stampley with Call to the Nations. Good people, good people. Thank you so much for being in tune to the Jew Joiner Show. We are going to have an awesome time on today. I had a chance to go to the Hampton Ministers Conference and go talk to my dear brother, Mr. Micah Stampley, and I'm telling you the truth. I want to share this interview with you. Hey, that rhymed. But anyway, me and Micah, I'm telling you, when me and Micah get together, we cut up. So let me tell you something, good people. This is not your quote-unquote normal interview. We are talking to Micah about everything, and I want you to check that interview out. Jew Joiner and Micah Stampley, right here on the Jew Joiner Show.
You done spoke my battery down. Just that, that was the devil.
You recording this?
Yeah. What's up? This is Micah Stampley.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here with Micah Stampley right now at the Hampton University Ministers Conference. And we wanted to say what's going on to you, Mike.
What's up?
I'm real cool right now. You know, I'm not real hyped up like I am if we were talking on the phone. Yeah, so what's up, Mike? It's a bad coat you got on, man.
Man, whatever. Always hype. You always hype.
Mike, I just thank you for coming to Hampton Roads finally, because you never come here.
I ain't never heard of it. This is my first time being here. Nobody ever invited me. So what? My grandmama always told me it's better to be axed up than to be axed down. So you don't go where you ain't invited.
Well, I'm glad Hampton University invited you to come here on today. And I really appreciate it because I haven't seen you since we were in D.C. And I didn't even get to talk to you long there. That's a nice bracelet, man. That's a real nice bracelet. This is really going on the show. Everything we say right there is going on the show. So, Mike, how's the CD going, man?
Why is it that every time I do an interview with you, it's got to be crazy?
Mike, how's the CD going, man?
It's going good, dude. It's going real good, man. Now answer the question.
Because you bring it out of me, man.
Right.
You remember my first interview?
Yes, I do.
And what date was it?
It lasted about 2 hours.
Ooh.
How long did it take you to edit that?
Did you hear it? Have you heard the interview? I still have the interview.
You did it to me.
Did I?
Yeah.
No,
you
I didn't.
You that to me.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I need proof.
You mail that to me.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. So you're going to be singing here on today?
I'm going to be singing for about 20 minutes today. Yes.
That's good. So how many songs can you get in 20 minutes?
Maybe one and a half. When I start flowing in the Holy Ghost, ain't no telling what's going to happen.
So Micah, are you involved in the conference anyway? Because I know you're a minister.
No. I was invited to sing at the concert.
So was that some kind of sarcastic thing you just did, just like real quick or real smooth?
Well, you just asked me a question and...
You gave me a sarcastic answer.
Basically.
Micah, no, we're trying to keep it together, but he's one of the most wonderful people to interview because he likes to laugh a lot and it brings whiskey in a certain place. Micah, I'm trying to get focused here now. Have you eaten yet?
No, I ain't
even
ate.
See?
I didn't have breakfast or lunch or nothing.
Well, man, you need to get you something to eat, man.
Let's go.
We can't go now. You about to sing.
Oh, we can go after I sing.
Okay, sounds good. Can I wear your coat after you sing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. You can't fit it.
Okay.
Yeah! Got him.
Okay, you got me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking to Micah Stampley for about 3 minutes. And I'm tired. I already asked you about the CD. You didn't say anything about it. Okay, all right. Let's go back to the CD. Okay. So, Micah, how's the CD going? You know what? I don't even have a copy of it.
It's your fault. Go to Walmart, Best Buy, Circuit City. See, that's the thing with radio people. They always be trying to get free stuff all the time. Support the ministry. Support the ministry.
I'll buy one if you give me a copy.
Now, Eric, say that again.
I'll buy one if you give me a copy.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm holding the microphone right now. So now I'm doing the interview. Now, say that one more time.
I'll buy it if you give me a copy.
Now, you will buy one, but I have to first give you one.
Yes.
Boy, boy, boy. I tell you. And I got 5 kids to feed. And
you know what? Okay, I'm going to go buy my copy. Can you sign it?
I'm going to mail it to you.
For about $5 per child outside.
How many signatures am I going to get? Is it per child?
Uh-huh.
That's great.
My first name is 5 letters. One letter for each child. Y'all, please excuse us. We do this every time we get on the air. This is amazing. This is the only radio announcer that can actually pull this stuff out of me like this. So let's talk about the CD.
Yes.
The name of the CD is A Fresh Wind. And glory be to God, Heidi and I own the label,
wow.
Levitical Records. And so we're excited about this move of God in our lives. And it's quite beneficial.
Talk about some of the music on the CD, some of the songs.
You got too many questions.
Sorry.
Let's talk about I Believe.
I Believe.
Which is the current single. Have you heard it?
No.
That's because he ain't got the CD. Ladies and gentlemen.
I've heard it for real. I just wanted to just, you know.
But, you know, he say he your friend, you know. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
I Believe is a song that my wife wrote, Heidi.
Congratulations, Heidi. What a wonderful CD. What a wonderful record that you wrote. Okay, back to you.
Song that she wrote.
Song that she wrote. But if it was a single, because it's located in stores, that means you can go get the CD, the record, from if it was a CD in the store.
I Believe is the name of the song. Oh, my God. And let me tell you about the song.
Okay.
How long is this interview supposed to last?
However long you want it to last. It's my show.
You are edited down.
It's my show, yes.
Okay, good deal. I Believe is a song. My wife was reading a book by Smith Wigglesworth. You ever heard of Smith?
Never heard of Smith Wigglesworth.
Smith Wigglesworth was in the 50s and the 60s. Further 30s, 40s. Really? Well, God used this man. He's one of the generals of the gospel. Still recorded today, he will walk into a funeral service. In front of the pallbearers, whoever, and pick the body up out of the casket and command life to come into that body again, and those people will rise from the dead. God used this man in so many different ways. It's still recorded today in history. Newspaper articles, you name it. It's all kind of stuff about Smith Wigglesworth, okay? Well, she was reading a book about Smith Wigglesworth, and he was a man of faith. And so
she fell asleep. We were actually at the Stellar's when this took place.
You fell asleep at the Stellar's?
In the hotel room.
Oh, I thought you were in the Stellar's.
We were at the hotel where the Stellar's were.
So you got to explain everything to Julie. So y'all don't know behind the scenes. My God, yeah, pray. Just pray. But I tell you, we were at the hotel.
Thank you.
And asleep.
Okay.
Wow. And Heidi woke up in the middle of the night, 4 in the morning, something like that. God woke her up. Actually, God gave her this song in her sleep. And she woke up and went into the restroom, and God gave her the rest of the song. And so she woke me up early that morning. Early. Somebody say early.
Early.
Early. Sunday morning. I got up. And she sang the song to me and everything, and I knew it was a hit song from day one. And so now we're getting all sorts of testimonies that people are being healed from tumors, cancers, people coming out of comas. All sorts of things are happening when people hear this record, and that song in particular as well.
By faith, the worlds were framed, and by faith, all things came to be. By faith, you've given us the power to speak and see a thing.
album is doing very well. It's blessing the people of God, and God is sending healing and deliverance, and miracles are taking place.
So why did you call it a fresh wind?
Because we actually, before the record was released, we sent the album to a few people, or people that we allowed to hear it, and in our presence, we were just trying to get a feel on what they thought about it. And then people were saying almost like the identical thing, man, it's so fresh, it's so new, it's a new sound, you know. Oh, man, I feel the wind of God. You know, people started saying things like that. And so that's how we came up with the title, A Fresh Wind.
It's all right, man. That's all right now. As you're interviewing me, I thought you were supposed to ask me a question now, because you holding the mic up to my face like you Tom Brokaw.
Okay, so let me ask you. I'm going to ask you and put you on the spot.
Okay.
What do you think about A Fresh Wind?
I love it. I love every song. I love every track.
Well, you ain't even heard every song.
Now, Mike, can you tell us about the story about y'all recording and the lights went out?
Why don't you just go ahead and tell you just like. Here's what happened.
This is another version, you know, because, you know, stories change.
Okay, stories
change. See, people lying.
You know what? I'm not going to even comment on that. I want you to be sure you put that online. On air. I want you to be sure. Okay. And so you're going to test the waters to see if it was true. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Here we go,
mm-hmm.
In the studio, recording, storm, bad weather,
mm-hmm.
In Houston. And now keep in mind, in this studio, you have several rooms in there where you can rent out, okay, in this building. And I think Scarface and, you know, some secular people, and I know that Beyonce's sister, Solange, was... I'm not sure she was there at that time or another day that we were there, but...
You did a song with Scarface?
No, he was in another room recording, and I was in the A room recording. He was in the B room recording, and somebody else was in the C room. You get it?
Yes, sir. Get it. Yes, CC.
Okay. So, we were recording a song on the record called Another Place.
Mm-hmm.
We're in another place in here.
Yeah.
Another place. You don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway. Boy. So what happened was, there was a storm hit and a blackout for about two blocks on that street. And every building on those couple blocks were completely out of electricity. And the building that we were in, everybody's recording sessions complete. I don't know if they lost all their material or what, but they heard music still. And they came running in our room trying to figure out that while we...
Scarface came in?
Different people, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Scarface and whoever else,
what?
The owner of the studio and some of the other engineers were working in the other rooms. They were all running in our room trying to figure out why we were the only room in a building that had no electricity, and no building of about two blocks had electricity.
Wow.
But we were the only room within a two-block span that had electricity. And we didn't have a clue. We were on our faces crying and speaking in unknown tongues and travailing before the Lord. But that was the first miracle that took place, you know. And after that, you know, that happened, the owner, we had so much favor with the owner. He blessed us tremendously, and he just sowed the seed into our lives, into our ministries, and let us come back for free and again and again. So we recorded the whole album for free.
Wow.
That's what the anointing and the glory and the power of God would do. It creates favor.
Wow, that's awesome, man. Yeah, you extended the story, so you took it to another level, man. I really appreciate that. You weren't lying. You said it was the same thing.
I know. I wouldn't lie.
Wow.
If I be a man of God.
Can I get your bracelet?
No. I ain't even tell you what this will mean.
What? Who? It's like,
you ain't ready.
Huh?
You ain't ready for that one.
Cool, man.
No, I can't expose this to the media yet.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, okay. We'll keep it off record, as us reporters say. Man, we've been talking for almost 15 minutes, man.
Really?
Man, look.
It seemed like about 30, 45 minutes.
You talk too much.
Ooh. I ain't going to even comment on that one. Now, is there anything else you want the people to know before we go?
Yes, if Micah Stanley is available to come to someone's venue, how can they get in contact with you?
www.micahstanley.org. Okay?
Any phone numbers?
Go to the website.
Wow.
Submit a booking questionnaire. Too many phone calls. Heidi can't keep up with them, you know. And so when people go online, that's her paper trail, you know. She'll be able to see, you know, specifics and all that kind of stuff, you know. Instead of answering phone calls and have a tablet trying to write down information, technology allows us to do things quicker. Okay?
Yeah, I think you got to get...
Is there anything else that you need?
You're quite all right. I'm about to get out of here. Can I have the mic back, please?
Okay. Love you guys. Bless y'all. Peace.
I trust that you enjoyed that interview with Micah Stanley. I'm telling you, good people, he went out there on stage and tore the house up. Literally. I want to thank Micah so much, and y'all need to go out there and support that brother. The album is called A Fresh Wind. I had a chance to talk to my big sister, Miss Sheila Bell, who is the founder of the Bell Report. I want you to know that we had a good time doing this interview. So sit back, relax, and check out this interview. Jew Joyner and Miss Sheila Bell.
We can start the interview.
We can start the interview.
I usually, you know,
opening, introduction, let people know who I'm about to talk to. Let them know about the upcoming program just up the road, 100 miles away, but even though we're down here by the water of the Atlantic, I see that it's going to be all right. We just journey up the road to be blessed. That's where you're going.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Miss Sheila Bell right now. Oh, I couldn't wait for her to finish my formal introduction.
All righty.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
That is good to hear.
Sheila,
I
really am.
Sheila,
yes.
You're one of the most proclaimed individuals in the gospel music industry. And I just want to thank you so much for meeting me on last year and taking me under your wing ever since then.
You're such a cutie. Who wouldn't do that?
People don't do that for me.
No, but you know what, Jew? You got a great heart, and you're doing so much for your own community. And when someone is actually trying to make a positive difference, and they are about something, and they're trying to move ahead and bring other people with them, why not help? It's about kingdom building.
You're right.
We're in this thing together.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we really are. Now, tell us about how the Bell Report, you know, started.
Oh, man. The Bell Report started actually about 4.5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it was birthed out of an accident involving my cousin. My cousin was on a motorcycle ride out in the country, and his son was with him, and they were out just having a ball with the wind blowing through his short little hair. And all of a sudden, they came around this bend. He slid on his motorcycle. The bike slid into some property. A tree limb went through his eye.
Ooh.
His son was right behind him looking at some firemen and also some other people, because the son was maybe 3 or 4 miles behind him, and as soon as it happened, some people were out in the front yard. They called paramedics. When all the police and fire trucks were going past the son, he was trying to figure out what was going on, and when he finally approached, he realized it was his dad.
Wow.
They weren't sure if he was going to make it, and they took him by helicopter to the UVA hospital.
Mm-hmm.
When all this was going on, his mom called me up to let me know what was up, and I've got a pretty nice email list for my immediate family and cousins and whatnot. So I started to update them on what was going on with their cousin. And as he started to progress and whatever his condition was, and he eventually got out of the hospital, I kept the family abreast. But in doing that, I made up this little report. It was called the Bell Report, for the family members called the Bell. It was just a report. So it was initially the family, the Bell Report.
Right.
And as he started to feel a little better, I said, you know what, maybe the family can get together this weekend, and here's a couple of places where we can go. They said, cool. And then the next few days, I said, here are a few more places we can go. They were like, cool.
Wow.
And then a few more, and I started suggesting a few more. And then someone said, hey, so what's going on at the church? And I started to add a few more events to it. And I guess by the end of that month or 2 months, it became like one of these, I think I might have to start separating this, because some of the family members just wanted to hear what was going on with the events. Because
right.
by then, Kevin had been released from the hospital. He was doing better. And then someone mentioned something else to someone at the church, and they said, well, why don't you send the email to me? Then it became this conversation piece. Well, Sheila is supposed to be sending out some email to some of her family members about events that's going on. And then it started to grow. And then some people in the industry, I sent them some information about what was going on in the Richmond area. Then I sent them information about what was going on in Virginia. And then a friend of mine named Chuck Spearman with the Gospel Announcers Guild out of St. Louis, he says, hey, Bell, I understand you're doing some stuff in Richmond. Why don't you go ahead and send some information to us? And he sent me my first giant email list, probably maybe 3,000 or 4,000 names on it.
What?
And after that, it just started to grow and grow and grow and grow. And everywhere that I have gone, people have just started to gravitate towards me, giving me information from stories, the publicists, record companies, industry executives, the artists themselves come directly, hey, Bell, guess what? Who I'm going to sign with, or guess what, I'm going to start this closing deal, or guess who's going to be my featured guest. And then it became a matter of integrity and credibility and honesty, which has allowed me to interview so many people. One of the first big deal interviews I ever did was with Tonang. One of the first big deal interviews I also did was with Donnie McClurkin, who gave me like the breaking story of his past and everything that he has gone through to where he is today.
Wow.
But all this information has not only appeared on the Bell Report, but also the newspaper that I do called the Gospel Times newspaper. But it's just amazing how God will give you something, and if he knows that he can trust you with it, and if you're living that life to let God know that he can trust you with it, he will continue to bless you. We're now up to 92,000 emails.
92,000?
92,000 emails, people that we're hitting every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on the Bell Report. It's just amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
Woo.
That's a lot of people.
92,000.
That's a lot of work.
Yes, it is.
That's a lot of news.
But you can handle it.
You know what? The cool thing about the Bell Report, though, is that there's so much stuff going on in the gospel community, and always has been.
Right.
But we really didn't have a hub, a news hub, if you will, where we could all put it.
Right.
You know,
right.
stuff is going here. People tell you stuff that's going on here, but it's nowhere like one place where you can get it all. And now you've got different sources, and you've got different people who are putting out different news stories, who are putting out different e-blasts, but it's not all together, almost like a newspaper, if you will.
Right.
So the Bell Report has become the CNN of gospel news and beyond, because now we're reaching people like Ludacris, P. Diddy, and Al Sharpton. People want to know what's going on outside the gospel community, and I think that is important, because you got people in the church who've got young kids who are growing up, and they're not always around you or around the church all the time, and you need to be able to know how to communicate with them.
Yeah.
So they're talking about they're talking about P. Diddy, you need to know how to speak their language. You need to know what they're talking about. So if they're talking about, hey, we're going to go ahead and cut the grass, they're not necessarily going about talking about cutting the grass outside. They may be talking about cutting the grass and throwing it down for a serious concert.
Good gracious.
That's a whole other language.
Yes, it is. Yes,
but you got to know how to speak the language.
Right.
Right. And trust me, you bring it in the Bear Report. You really do. I'm telling you. When we receive that thing every day, I mean, it's just so informative.
Well, thank you so much.
So informative.
I read the Bell Report.
Do you?
It's so much information on it.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, seriously, it's a lot of information on it. You got news. You got news in other genres outside of gospel. You got industry news, who's at what radio station, who's leaving TV station. So you got a lot of people just moving around. You got outside the gospel box, you've got featured news, you've got opportunities, you've got jobs, you've got everything that definitely anyone who's involved in the music industry could definitely benefit from. But we just continue to thank God for trusting us where people know that we are a viable, trusted site and email location where people can send news, and that we will definitely go through it all to make sure that it's sent out to our loyal readers. And we've been definitely growing, but the responsibility, y'all, is overwhelming. So it's just amazing. It really, 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 really is.
It is amazing, because it's even amazing to me that I had an opportunity to be in the Bear Report a few times. And I just got, you know, so much response from that. And I just owe it all to you, and I owe it to God for him to, you know, place this on you so you can go ahead and just do this thing. And you're doing an awesome job, Sheila.
You're very sweet.
You're doing an awesome job.
Well, you're very kind. I can see you not only in Bell Report, but many other magazines and publications out there. You're really one of a kind, brother. I truly appreciate your spirit. And you're one of the few people out here. Not only are you a true man, 100%, but you always keep a smile on your face. And in the hard times and days that we're living, to run into a brother who doesn't mind smiling for Jesus, that's a blessing.
I'm smiling right now just because you said that.
But you do all the time, and that's just awesome. You have to watch the people that you are around, because you can pick up their spirits as well, and you have such a sweet spirit to pick up. So it's okay with me.
Oh, okay, that's good. Sheila.
Yes.
What if as an artist comes out and they need some promotion, some help, and I can tell you have this thing called Bell Bits. And, you know, you have things.
Let me say this. Any artist who's coming out with anything new, they need to do their homework.
Okay.
So they don't lose money or lose their pants. There are lots of artists, they've got a brand new CD, they don't know anything about distribution, they haven't put it in stores, they have not developed any type of marketing, any type of promotions, no one knows about it. Do they have a website? Are they maintaining it? Does it stay up to date? Are they doing e-blasts? Are they doing promo tours? Are they making the right connections? Are they going to the right conventions? Are they with the right people who support them? Are they with people who are only with them now because they think they're going to make some money off of them? You have to be really prayed up if you're going to be doing this thing as an artist, and you got to make sure that you were called to do this, not just do this to ego trip to see yourself on the front of a CD cover. It's a ministry. It's a responsibility. And a lot of people out here who are trying to sing, they're wasting other people's time by being in the way of those who truly can't sing. It's a bother. I mean, some people need to fess up. They need to be doing kitchen duty, or they need to be elsewhere.
Wow.
But it's the truth.
Wow.
And some people know it. Just because mom and them say you can sing, come on.
Mom and them.
Mom and them say you can sing, so you need to go out there and sing.
My mama said I can sing.
Your what? Your mother can sing?
My mama said I can sing, Sheila.
Okay. Does your mother know anything about the music business? Okay, then. There you go.
I can sing, though, Sheila.
But you're behind the mic doing your thing right now, talking.
Okay.
And you're doing this so well. I've yet to hear you sing. I don't know. But I'm just saying. You got a new CD out. Take care of your business. Do your homework. Do what you're supposed to do. And then when it's time to market and promote, make sure that you're not doing what some of these other people do. They'll promote it 30 days out, maybe 15 days out before the CD drops. Mm-hmm. And after it hits the store shelves, it's over and done with.
Over.
Come on. After that, people still need to know it's on the store shelves. People need to know that you're still out there. Make sure that you stay visible. That's why when you have sources like the Bell Report and other different vehicles and marketing vehicles that are out here, you take advantage of them. The key is making sure that you stay visible. The key is making sure that people can read about you, that they can see you. And the other key is to make sure that when you do speak, that you have something to say.
Right.
And when you do minister, that you do have something to share. You don't want to just get up there and perform and everything is empty and people aren't feeling you. Pray before you get up there and sing. Pray before you get up there and speak. Ask for God to minister through you so you can be a blessing to other people. It's not about entertaining. The bottom line, it is about bringing lost souls to Christ.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Sheila, it seems like you're reading all this. How long?
Are you serious?
It seems like that you are just a walking media source, label, exec, president, CEO. I mean, I'm telling you, it is. You have some much needed knowledge to drop on our listeners here.
Well, you know what's so cool? I've been doing news for a long time. I've been doing news almost since I finished college at Howard University.
You went to Howard?
I went to Howard University.
Oh.
And I majored in English, minored in political science and geography. Why geography? Because it was this cute guy who was a Kappa, and he was going to be a geophysicist. And I said, I'm going to add another minor just to follow him. He was such a cutie. But anyway.
Hold on.
That's so long ago, but you've got to kind of fast forward the situation that's coming,
wow.
Right?
Oh, my goodness.
But you got to do your homework.
It was a cute guy.
He was such a cutie.
So you were going to determine your career?
No, I stayed on point with English, and I stayed on point with political science because I was going to become an attorney.
Okay.
And I worked with a couple of law firms up in Washington, D.C. I worked with Vernon Jordan up in Washington, D.C., and I saw so many crazy things going on. I saw people actually charging folks $300 an hour, $400 an hour, and I was doing the work.
An hour.
And I was like, this is crazy up in Washington, D.C. It was just amazing the things that you see behind the scenes. But you have to figure out where is your calling and what is it that you feel comfortable doing. And sometimes we're in jobs where people cringe when they get to work. It's like
right.
They don't want to be there. People
yeah.
cringe when
yeah.
they leave the house. It's like, I'm going to my job. Remember my pastor said, some people wake up and they either say, good morning, Lord, or either they say, Lord, it's morning. It depends on which way you're going. So you got to really follow your calling and listen to what God has already put in you, because if you really are paying attention to what God has given you, to everything that you need, from making money to prosperity to living a comfortable life, you can do that, and you can do it with a happy spirit.
Mm.
You don't have to get stuck in doing stuff that you don't want to do.
That's right. You're absolutely right, because I believe that, you know, when you go to work, that's something that you're going to be there for at least 8 hours. If you can't be happy while you're working. I know sometimes things get hard at your job, but you still need to be happy doing what you do, and I'm a firm believer in that.
God, and you have to enjoy it. That's why you're saying the stuff that I'm doing.
Right.
I have been doing news for a while. I have reported for Black Entertainment Television as their Virginia correspondent. I have performed as a helicopter traffic reporter for 2 years on an NBC affiliate. I've had my own television show for 5 years on an ABC affiliate. I've worked in New Orleans at WWL, the largest TV station in the South. I've done TV. I've done radio. I've done print. I've done radio up in New York. I've done TV up in Washington, D.C. I've done radio in Annapolis, Maryland. I've done TV in New York. I've done TV in New Jersey. Up and down the coast. But you can hop around as much as you want to, but find somewhere a base where you can get situated, where you can grow from. Virginia has been just wonderful for me, because where I am now, going up to New York or going down to Atlanta, the ATL, everything is just, it's so accessible. It's easy to get to. Everybody that I need is right here. And now, where I am in my career, when people need me, they fly me in. Because it's about honesty. People want someone that they can bring in and don't have to worry about folks running their mouth. If you are going to cover the story as an attorney, as a reporter, to make sure that you're going to do the person justice.
Right.
You don't go in there and get a story and just start slamming people.
Yeah.
You got to be prayerful when you're writing about people, because that's someone's career that you can either blow up or either you can tear down.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing the right thing that God has you to do, I mean, what would God do in a situation like that? And I've got to remember that when I'm reporting a lot of situations. But because there's so much news that I do cover every day, and working as a news director now on 6 radio stations,
mm-hmm.
I've got access to a lot of information. So I try to make sure that our readers get the best, that they get the most current information that comes out, which is why often we're able to break news. It's like NBC, CBS, ABC, and the AP Wire. We got the sources just like they do.
Mm.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes, it is. Yes, it really is. Now, I mean, saying all this, I just want to know, do you still get starstruck sometimes?
You know what's so crazy? Now, out of all the people I've met, I mean, Nelson Mandela, I was in tears for that interview. I had a chance to do an interview with Nelson Mandela. That was awesome.
Wow.
But, you know, Jesse Jackson, President Bush, and all these other cuts like that, it's cool. It was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oprah Winfrey was awesome, and the way we did the interview, we were walking and talking at the same time.
What?
John Travolta and Brooke Shields, it was so cool. Maya Angelou, it was really cool. I mean, a lot of people you see, it's cool. It's how it's done. But the only person where I got starstruck, and I probably shouldn't be seeing this, but
say
I was
it.
Up in Philadelphia.
Say it.
I was in a room with all these people, Oprah Winfrey and all these other folks. It was so cool.
Uh-huh.
And over in the corner.
Uh-huh.
In the back, behind these two guys, it was LL Cool J eating a piece of cake and a little piece of icing on the side of his lip. And his tongue was almost like a slow motion. He came out and took that piece of icing off, and he whipped it around and put that icing. I was ill. I just couldn't control. I was, Lord, help me to be the woman of God that you made me to be. As I gradually made sure that everything was tight as I walked across the other side of the room to make sure I got a picture with this man of God. Ow! It was a moment. And that was the only time that I can honestly say I was starstruck. That man is fine. Oh, Jesus. Okay. I'm just being honest.
Oh,
woo! Hallelujah.
I love it.
L.
Well,
see, yeah, that was a moment, right?
On that note.
And he's a good brother, too.
Yeah.
With his shirt on or off.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yes, yes.
Because his physique will inspire all African Americans to get in shape and live healthier lives. I tried to clean it up, but it really didn't work. Okay. Stop laughing, Juju.
Hold on. But he can do that. He can inspire you, or he can just take it to another. I can't look like LL. Let's go pass me that piece of chicken.
Boy, I mean, brother is ripped.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay.
All right, I'm a man. You cannot talk about a man for a long time.
You have.
Me. I get a little, you know.
Okay.
I'm not jealous. I love LL. What's up, LL?
Okay.
All right.
Mm.
Okay, well, Miss Sheila Bell.
Yes.
If I wasn't subscribed to the Bell Report, how can I subscribe to the Bell Report?
There's so many different ways that anyone can become a member, but I'm going to tell everyone the easiest way to do it. Hit me up at thebell@hotmail.com. That's T-H-E-B-E-L-L-E @hotmail.com. And write, sign me up, or add me on, or put me on the list. Easiest way to do it. There's so many other sites, really, so many other ways that you can join, but I want to make sure that everyone can do it the easiest way, and that's the Bell, T-H-E-B-E-L-L-E, @hotmail.com. If you want to see some of the other information that we do provide, you can go to www.thebellreport.net, and that's T-H-E-B-E-L-L-E, report.net, and you can catch all the latest and the greatest right there as well.
Sheila!
Yes!
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity to share. Oh, can I share one more thing?
You can share two more things.
Well, I just want to let everybody know we've got a great concert that's coming up.
Oh, do you?
Yes, it's happening on Father's Day.
On Father's Day?
And we want to invite everyone to be a part of this.
You want to invite who?
Everyone to be a part of this.
Oh, so who's going to be at the concert?
Everyone.
Who is everyone?
Everybody.
Oh, my
God. Baby kids are going to be there. Grandma and Boo going to be there.
Boo will be there?
Grandma and Boo Boo.
Oh, Boo Boo will be there.
My good friend and Sam, my brother in Christ himself, Mr. J. Moss, is going to be in the hizzy.
James Moss is going to be there.
He is going to be there. Also, Earl Bynum and the Virginia Mass Choir.
Earl Bynum.
Will be there as well.
Oh.
James Fortune and Fire
wow.
are going to be there as well. Wow. And we want to make sure that we remember the oldies and goodies, Maggie Ingram and the Ingramettes. They are a classic.
Oh my.
They will be there. And here's the big blessing over all of that. This concert is free to everyone.
No, no, no. You just said free?
It is a free concert to everyone. And to top that, because it is Father's Day, every man in the house will be leaving with a gift.
Wow.
May it be a CD. May it be some hot sauce. May it be barbecue sauce. May it be a book. We've got the latest CDs from Fred Hammond to Vanessa Bell Armstrong. And if you're not even in the church, we got you too. We got Tupac, and we got Ludacris, and we got Kanye West.
What?
So we're going to make sure everybody is happy. We've got books. We've got T.D. Jakes' latest books. I mean, we're across the board. We're going to take care of everyone. And it's free. On Up the Road is happening in Richmond, Virginia. It's also happening at St. Paul's Baptist Church. If you don't know anything about St. Paul,
Woo!
You better ask somebody, because it's definitely going to be on point on Creighton Road. It starts at 4 o'clock, and it's free. If anyone has any questions, hit me up at thebell@hotmail.com, and we can answer all of your questions.
Thank you, Miss Sheila Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Juju.
And I will be there on this coming Sunday.
That's right. You're going to be up on stage as well.
You didn't have to say all that. That was supposed to be a surprise.
Okay.
But,
okay. Okay. Yeah, you'll be there, too.
Yep, I will be representing Webb the Bell this coming Sunday. Oh, at the Father's Day concert. Oh, with Brother J-Mo.
J-Mo in the hilly.
Wow.
People didn't know all this crazy, right?
They didn't know.
They didn't know.
They just see all the words that you type and all the pictures that you take. They never heard you. They never happened. Yeah, they've seen you. They see you at the bottom of the Bell Report, but.
Mm-hmm. Me and my dog, Mojo.
Mojo. How's Mojo doing?
Mojo's a mess.
Oh, Mojo. Is Mojo doing all right?
Mojo's a little spoiled.
Okay.
He's a little spoiled, and it's like everything is great. If I come in at the house, if I come home about 6 or 7 o'clock, it's all good, but I can't leave. If I leave, I didn't know this until yesterday, he has a fit. I was about to walk out the door, and I forgot something, and I closed the door, but I was still for a minute just contemplating where I had left something.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, in the back of the house, I'm hearing screaming, whining, whimpering, as if someone had taken a big black iron skillet and beat my dog upside the head.
What?
Because he thought I was gone. All of a sudden, he's running around. He jumps over an 8-foot fence.
Huh?
He finds mommy. Where's my mommy? I go out the house, and there he is. He looked at me like, ooh. I'm looking at him like, I'm still here.
Wow.
So that was a very interesting moment. So now I've kind of realized what was going on and how he was getting out. It's because I left or I would leave the house in the evening. So now we've got to do other measures to make sure that he's okay. It's a 87-pound, 2.5-year-old German Shepherd.
Mm.
His full name is Alpha Mojo Lester Bell. He is called Mojo, and some people who see him just call him Big Dog. There's Bell's Big Dog.
Oh. Oh, boy.
You have been a joy. You have been such a joy. You are so wonderful. I've had a wonderful time here today.
Well, you know, thank you for stopping by. You know, I have a good time talking to you all the time. I just want our listeners to, you know, get to know the Bell.
Hi.
You know, hello.
Bingo.
She's here. Let me look at the time. Oh, our interview is world record time.
Oh.
Our interview is longer than the Jay Moss interview that I did.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, yes, we made history on today. I wanted to let you know. You can pat yourself on the back.
I'm sorry.
No.
I was responding to you.
Yes, that's all you were doing.
Yes, sir.
You were being obedient.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you enjoy that one word from me right now, obedient, okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much, Miss Sheila Bell.
Love you, Juju. You are the best.
Oh, no, you are.
You are.
No, you are.
You are.
No, you are.
You.
Okay.
Are.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
I'm trusting that you enjoyed that interview with Miss Sheila Bell. You need to support my big sister at thebell@hotmail.com. When is about that time that I get out of your way for today? But thank you so much for being in tune to the Jew Joiner Show. We will be back on next week. You know I want to hear from you. You can always hit me up at jewjoiner@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on MySpace, myspace.com/jewjoiner, and you can check out my wonderful and beautiful website, www.jewjoiner.net. Remember, I want to hear from you. I love you to life, and there is nothing you can do about it. I'm out of here. Peace. It is time.